Turn.
Welcome to Jump in the Turnstile. I'm Jezbot.
I'm Timmy Tarko.
Who's this over there?
Go.
I am Matt Steen, of course.
He's a bit rusty.
Rusty, mate.
I wasn't sure.
The clap we always give him?
Thank you. Sorry, when you said, who is that over there? I thought you were asking Tim to say
No.
Yeah. It's all right. That's awkward truly pause. Professional.
We're not live. Is this live? Start again?
It's not live.
We'll edit that out.
Again? We already started 17
I should say, happy bloody King's holiday.
Oh, good.
All hail the king.
All hail to the...
Long live the king.
Unbelievable.
Lord Sausage Ringo. Did you see the other day when he got a... portrait revealed?
Yeah.
And the portrait looks like he's in hell.
Satan.
Yeah, and you know what? Did I save that image? There it is, right there.
There it is.
I'll pull this up for you.
This is unbelievable.
If you take this image and you split it down the guts.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then you...
invert it.
Yep.
Yeah, reverse it. Because it's like the Satan's always like to invert stuff.
It is. It's the head.
See the devil in the middle?
Oh, my God. That's Beelzebub.
Beelzebub. Can you see
wow.
this?
It's like a 3D image where you stare at it.
Oh, hail the king. Yeah. Stare long enough, it becomes...
Hail holy Satanus, Sultanus. Look at that. Looks like Satan.
That is pretty much...
Yeah,
not very good for a audio format.
Not
but,
at all.
No, terrible.
Do it yourself.
Incredible when you're in the room. Yeah.
Flip it and reverse it. Layer upon layer upon layer, just like Sarah Lee did it.
Yep.
Well, so
there we go.
Went and saw the parents this morning, and a little nephew was there. Not so little anymore.
Not
he's
so
like
little.
6'7" or something.
Was that Parker?
Parker was there.
With 7 foot fucking.
Was there with his homeboys.
Parker grew a lot then.
They don't,
6'7"
don't make,
to 7 foot.
They don't make beds for 7 foot kids.
Well, he's 16.
Yeah. So, boy, he hasn't finished growing yet.
Nah, he's got a lot of growing to do. But they went to the football last night.
Football.
Ask
ads.
Who played last night, mate?
Depends. There's a couple of games. Let's go to Essendon Carlton.
Yeah, they went and saw that one.
Did they?
That was good.
Who did they follow?
Neither. They just went.
Okay.
And then this morning...
They support Melbourne, I think.
Well, they're going to the football again today. Melbourne versus...
the big freeze.
Yeah.
Now,
the irony here, Jess, is I walked in the door today. I'd been and seen my mum as well.
Ah.
And she said... Oh, Jules. G'day, Jules. Jules said... big listener. She said, you're going to miss the big freeze in the game. And I said... Timmy doesn't like sport, Mum. He does not care.
Oh, a bit of irony.
So we've had this conversation already.
A bit of irony. I live with my kid's mum.
Nice. That is ironic.
So the big freeze, is that related to that beanie that they keep putting out?
It is.
Is that what it is?
They ice slide down a slide into an ice bath to raise money for MND.
Raise money to embezzle money.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so I went there.
Well, speaking of embezzling money, I said to Parker, how much, mate? How much for tickets? He goes, I was sold out, so I went to eBay.
Yeah.
Hundo and 10 smackaroonies.
What, is that for a scalp hose?
That's for the back of the nosebleed section.
Can you scooch up? Does that happen? Get about halfway and you go, no one's sitting there.
Apparently there's going to be 90,000 people there today.
Fuck. Yeah. It was 90 last night as well.
90?
Yeah.
In that freezing cold bloody weather.
Just football.
90,000 people.
Why so much money?
You could have just finished it. Why?
Seller's market.
Yeah, right.
They've got it. You want it.
So if you're a young kid, you're a young kid wanting to go to see your bloody heroes, 16, 17-year-old heroes, kicking a bloody pigskin around, running around all oiled up in their white tidies, you know, oiled up, fucking tattoos all up their necks.
Stop it,
Timmy just got into footy.
I did.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to bloody go take your kids to the footy?
You need to barrack for a shit team.
Gotcha.
Yeah, right. And then they don't sell out.
Oh, gotcha. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
And so who's the shittest?
Your stock standard, North Melbourne, is the shittest.
Really? Fremantle seems like a bit of a...
Fremantle's pretty good.
Dumb question. Require a smart answer. You're sitting behind the goals.
Yes.
They kick the goal.
You don't get to keep the ball. Oh, yeah. You throw it back.
You bet you get on Teebs.
Yep.
Yep.
How many balls are in play on the field at any time?
At any one time. Should be one.
No, I will work it out.
68.
68 balls. Yep. How many per team? Per annum?
Depends. Yeah.
Okay. 24.
18 on a field.
I gotcha.
For each side. 36. So 36 72. Balls, 68. Plus umpires. Head.
Okay, you do the math.
I'm not doing it.
Plus umpires. But not all umpires have balls, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
Yep.
That's like a proper dig.
Himmler only
had... No, some of them are female.
Himmler only had one brass ball.
Yeah, and Hitler had two, but very small.
Something like that.
No, I think Hitler only had one too, didn't he?
Can only kill something a bird. Like
that. No, yeah, had one too.
I think that song was a bit of propaganda.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, is it?
Not inspired by reality.
To make us not like Hitler, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he's only got one.
He seems such
a
likable lad. Oh,
yeah. The hairstyle is very, very, very organised. But what a way to stop people from ever getting that style of moustache again.
What a way.
Well, it didn't stop Michael Jordan.
Didn't stop, what's his name?
Charlie.
Charlie Chaps.
Well, it was a Charlie Chaps. And then
do you reckon Hitler's it went taken, down the way?
Yeah.
Stole his shtick. Stole my bit. Stick.
Yeah.
Mm.
And what his about, walking shtick.
So he's a bit controversial then.
Yeah. I'm on the fence. Yeah, I'm on the fence. What about the name Adolf? Could you call your child? Like, especially if you're German.
Off the table.
Yeah.
Grey suits. I guess that's only good for the empire. But I sat down and I know you've never done this.
Never.
Put on a Charlie Chaplin movie.
I have done that.
Oh. You have?
Yes.
It's fucking good.
Buster.
Buster Keaton's better. He's better. So.
These guys been just.
Hitler's taken.
Wankers.
Francis, my brother in law, is right into it.
But then he's taken Buster's shtick, right?
Took it. Pinched it.
Because Buster was better.
Yep.
More...
you know who Buster is?
Buster Keaton.
Rawr, like a dungeon dragon.
Yes. It's the guy that steps in between the building.
That's Jackie Chan.
The building that falls over. Is that the one where he stands in front of the building and then it falls down and the window goes directly over
racist.
The top of him?
That's the guy. Mm-hmm. Between the windows, window pane.
Yeah, great.
No sure. pain, no gain.
Yes, well, I don't know about this whole footy season, and how much longer do we have to put up with it?
Another 3 months of the season, and then another month of finals.
It never quite heats up the season. The weather does it. It's always cold for the footies.
Majority of the time, yeah. It's a winter
sport. I never thought about scooching it.
No, too because hard. Then the finals are getting into December, and then you get
people too hot. Interest. Oh, too hot.
Too hot. Grounds are too hard. People get injured.
I see.
Soft cocks.
Yes. Better than hard cocks out there. Yeah.
I mean, the ratings would go up.
Yes.
aren't they all on meth?
I don't know about that.
Don't they all smoke? Don't they all smoke the pippy so that they can like just go for it? And
go
like,
hard.
Yeah, that's only on the weekends and
before games.
Yeah.
Before. Well, there's Ben Cousins. He was
such
on a pip.
Life. Yeah, loved it. Yeah. Lived for it.
That little bit of glass cocked before you were.
That was in the times before stringent testing, I'm sure, isn't it?
No, he got away a bit. He ran from one and swam across a river.
That's right.
True story. With a tattoo
during a game.
With a tattoo. Yeah, like when you left the game early.
He's got that ball. He's going to keep going. Oh, he's in the drink.
He's gone. He's but like when people were saying, hey, you can't leave the game's not over, trap it.
Yeah, don't
for soccer. This one they did notice he was gone.
Yeah.
Because he had a tattoo across his stomach, such is life.
Yes, which was...
inspired by the Pip.
By the Pip and by the...
Ned Kelly.
Ned Kelly.
Yes. But you need when to be able to pipe
when
to
did
that
when did Ned Kelly say that? Because he wasn't all about that tattoo life.
I think when they'd shaved his head and they did the death mask and then
but when do we get the such is life thing?
And did he say it?
Did he? Yeah.
Just before he was hung.
Sounds good.
Does, doesn't it?
Well, such is life.
We were trying
because that
work
wouldn't
out,
be my go to
we
if I'm about to get
out
my neck
where Neddy is going to haunt. Is he going to haunt Beechworth?
Right. The bakery.
Is he going to haunt the old Melbourne Gaol?
Gaol.
Or is he going to haunt the box where his skull is in the barn somewhere?
Mm.
Did you hear about that? That they stole his skull? It still hasn't turned up?
Reportedly.
I think.
Yeah. Inspired by reality.
Yeah, so where does he haunt? Or does he do shift haunting?
Maybe he doesn't haunt. He just kicks back and goes, such is life. Yeah.
Such was life.
Lost me head.
Yeah. Mm.
Just sit here at the bakery.
Lost me head in life.
Do you reckon it was a setup and none of that shit actually happened?
Yeah. Mm. Rumours and innuendo.
Who made the medal? Who made the armour?
Yeah, and how you're running around in it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
And why couldn't the cops just shoot him in the foot?
Yeah. For sure. And he wouldn't have seen you sneaking up because he had that whole thing with just a mailbox on his head.
weren't they doing this with the guns and loading up with pallets and shit?
Muskets.
You can't hit fucking shit with that shit. You can't. Ever try to hit a bloody...
Scattergun.
A crook with a musket?
No.
Sounds like a delicious meal, though.
Doesn't it?
Oh, I'll have the crook with the musket, please. With mushrooms?
What about what about a bow and arrow? They could have taken him out pretty quick.
Yeah, but we did that in the 1600s and it went out of fashion.
No, you're talking about the chink in the armor.
Oh,
ever heard of that expression?
Yep.
Yeah, because your armor, slit. The little slit, the little chink in your armor. Well, he had them all over his face. Why don't I go? Why not fucking go straight for the eyeballs?
Sneak up behind him. He can't hear. He's got a mailbox on his head. He's not going to see. He's turning. Well, who's that?
Yeah.
Cut his Achilles heel.
Cut him in the chinks.
Hey.
Yeah. Cut his chink right off.
Oh, God. Cook with a musket.
So are you a snorer or is anyone else in your house a snorer?
A wife is a... Yes, snorer.
They've got this new thing out.
It's called a plastic bag.
Yeah,
and you
pillow
put it over their head.
Yeah, a pillow. You could optional pillow over her head or pillow over your head.
Yeah, I sleep with a pillow on mine.
Yeah, me too.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's two of them.
Well, there's a new thing out. I've seen on the internet. You can order it online. Vanessa,
male order bride.
No, it's a technique for curbing the old snoring at
for
night.
Curbing.
Curb the snore.
Right.
Mm. And it's high.
So
tech.
You're a snorer?
I
from what I'm telling you.
I don't, I'm not aware of it.
Yeah.
But I've been told I have.
Yep.
I was shared a bedroom with Tim for the first 13 years of our lives. Definitely snores.
Snores.
And I have no control over that taco, right? My
you're snoring taco.
Snore time taco.
That's not a metaphor for your ass or anything like that.
I'm quite regretful because Vanessa even goes, and I wake up, I'm like, fuck this. Never going to go back to sleep. And then I go back to sleep. So this tech, and they're selling on Facebook. And you know when someone sells something on Facebook, you know it's legit.
And what does Ness say during that?
She probably puts a pillow over her head.
Yeah.
I have said to her, like, you can...
If you complain once, I'll smack you in the chops, bitch.
No, I'm like, if I fucking snore, like, you kick me out.
Yeah.
I'll sleep on the fucking couch because I cannot stand it. And I have no control over that guy. I have no control over that guy.
Mm.
I'd fucking kick his ass.
Nah.
Do you...
I would.
Does Ness kick you?
Yeah, I do. You do the kick and the jump and the bounce.
So I do a nice kick for Cassie. I'll kick her again.
But you get...
Yeah, because one of the worst things is the waiting where you go, I think they've stopped.
I think I killed them. I think that's it.
It's
I can go
quiet.
To sleep now.
No.
And then...
Maybe I will go for that piss.
Or that, yeah. How good is waking up knowing you need a piss and laying there for an hour trying to sleep it off?
The only better thing than that is I woke up on, what was it? I woke up last week and got out of bed, started putting my clothes on, putting my fatigues on. Cassie goes, dude, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to fucking build the fence, man. I've got fences to build again. She goes, it's Sunday.
Oh, right.
And I realized I got another... I got a whole day off.
Dear.
Quick, Jezbot story, diary story before
from when you shared a bed.
I was talking about with the snoring and back in time, and it was late night. Jeremy had gone to bed early, and
how old are you?
Oh, youngins, mate.
Yeah, right.
Probably 10 and 11 soaking wet.
I have no idea what this
it was dark. It was still dark. So I popped on the school uniform.
Didn't you?
I wake Jeremy up. I'm like, dude, you gotta get up. We gotta go to school. And he's like, oh, he gets his fucking school uniform on while I'm going to bed. He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, it's 10 o'clock at night.
That's right. Okay, fuck
you
yourself.
Got pranked. That's right. The technology is selling on Facebook, and it says backed by science, by Facebook doctors.
Isn't it?
It's a piece of tape for your mouth.
Oh, clever.
Mm. Put the tape across the mouth and then forcing people to breathe through their nose.
Oh,
mm. And,
yes, I have heard of this.
But if I've got my mouth closed,
don't
I can
use
still
gaffer
go,
tape.
I can still do that.
Mm.
That's without my mouth open. He's singing in his sleep again.
You play a better nose ukulele than you do a mouth
harmonica. Yeah.
So this is Ad's harmonica.
We need the recorder there. It's the Nose Brothers tonight live. He snores and he plays the harmonica. Through his nose.
It sounds like a Red Faces Hey Hey at Saturday.
Oh, it does,
oh, Red Faces has been popping up on me.
Gong.
Because he used to do that. Daryl Summers used to play that, the nose.
Loved it.
Did he?
Yeah. It's because he was snorting coke.
Yeah.
Loved
that nose.
He pioneered it.
Mm.
Sure does.
Had the coke bloat.
Didn't he?
Yeah, so chuck a piece of tape across your mouth. That should do the trick.
That'll do it.
I think you need the special tape. Like, special. Don't be putting gaffer tape on there.
No, it looks like gaffer tape, yeah.
Do you have to wrap it around their head so they can't get it off? Yeah.
And then
now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep.
And then just the nifty little peg, closed peg on the nose there, and just completely shut him up.
Yeah.
But what is to be done?
What is to be done?
What is to be done?
Because I'll say, roll over.
Yeah.
I can't. I have to sleep on my back.
You don't?
I'm not one of those guys that would wake up and go, you sleep on the couch. I'm like, wake me up and put me on the couch. And I also said, can you... record me?
Yeah, shame me.
Nah, she won't do it.
Oh, it's the other way.
She's protecting waking.
She's nice.
Taco.
Yeah, that's why. I recorded my wife and was told, delete it.
No, send it to me and we'll make a beat out of it.
Delete it. Sick.
Yeah, right.
So there you go. That's sleep time.
Timestamp that. You'll be coming back for samples.
That's a good idea. Because we've been doing that lately, haven't we, Jen?
Make a beat out of that there.
This episode is called Make a Beat Out of That.
Beats.
Also in the news, I saw the first man to do full body cryogenic freezing. Did you see that? Have you heard of that?
Hand solo.
Yeah, full solo style. And he's an Australian bloke.
Right.
Dedicated his body.
He was.
You got to be frozen alive, don't you?
You'd think so.
Because you can't come back. You can't come back.
No.
Sure. Because otherwise,
you seem to know more about this than us.
Well, Walt Disney had his head frozen. They fucked that one up.
No, it was his hand.
Ah.
Yeah.
And where does his hand haunt?
Good. Well, it's haunting Disney right now.
It? Because it's up some places it shouldn't have been.
Yeah, just going and scatting around doing hand jobs.
Scatting around.
Odd hand jobs. But that was a big thing back in the
bloody
early...
fingering things.
Yeah, but the don't mind the pun, the old relics over in the Romes and whatnot.
The
Romes.
Yeah.
And they like to cut up the saints and then put parts of the saints in different churches all
did
over
they?
The place. Hell yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. We did an
corpse
episode.
Hands,
did an episode
hearts,
of that.
The liver.
Wow.
What were they called? Relics. Yeah.
They were called
relics. Relics.
And then, so that was the holy thing that was at your church, which I would say would haunt it, but it's supposed to be like very godly. Let's see if I can find one. You talk amongst yourselves.
Also, the other weird thing is the catacombs.
Catacombs.
All
great
around the world.
Word.
Great word, but if you actually go into the it's kilometers of catacombs, and it's just bones and skulls
in
stacked up in geometric bloody
where'd
patterns.
They all come from? And they say Earth from the
slaves that built the pyramids.
Yeah, right. It's a lot of slaves,
isn't it?
It's a lot of rock.
Those pyramids.
It's a lot of farmland. Where do we put these slaves?
Yeah,
Just on the sand.
Dig a catacomb.
Yeah, but no, I'm not after. During.
During. Yeah. During. Let them dig it.
Yeah, but yeah. Are we setting up tents?
Nah.
Where the fucking
straight out in the sun.
Hmm.
Even at night.
Not when the moon's out.
And then how big were horses back in there? I know they're attached to the chariots.
Well, you got your Clydesdales.
Size of a horse.
Tim likes to call Denise Drysdale.
Oh yeah,
Denise
nice.
Clydesdale.
Yes, bravo.
Yeah.
Bravo. We were pretty happy with it. We have a Toyota Kluger that we call Sonia.
Sonia Kluger.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a deep cut. That's a deep cut.
There's a zombie Jesus hand.
Right.
And I'll have like one of those at every fucking church in Rome.
Is it?
Yeah, parts of the thing, they'll have his bloody head, they'll have his bloody hand, his bloody
foreskin.
Look at this one. It's got the old little hand, metal hand around it with a corpse hand
it's
inside.
It's in a Robin Williams movie, wasn't it?
It is a bit. But,
that's Run the Jewels. That's the Run the Jewels logo.
It sure is. And that one there.
Yeah.
And so it's very macabre.
Did that say St. Francis's armpit?
Yeah.
Is that a relic? An armpit?
Well, it's from a holy, the holiest of holies. But
is this,
look,
once again,
know, like
those listening at home.
Hmm?
Oh, for those listening at home,
just look up
yeah.
Relic on the internet, you'll find me. But then scroll down a bit,
yeah.
And then you'll find the saints.
The armpit of St. Peter.
The armpit. He's the armpit of DJs. He's a relic. And I want to know if that. So if you're the holiest of holy men, you're not gonna do the old spooky haunt
no.
deal, are you?
Nah.
It's because that would be on the demonic, poltergeist, scary side of things, wouldn't you imagine?
I would imagine.
You could probably say it'd be a bit on the nose.
Have we got Pope John Paul's nose in a case yet? No, we've only got Daryl Summers' nose.
Yeah, going.
That's it. Channel 9 have got Daryl Summers' nose in a.
Daryl Summers haunts them to this day.
Now, just to circle back a little bit to the sleep, I heard that in some hotel motels you can get a pillow menu.
Mm.
So you rock up and you go to your bed, and there's two menus there where your pillow should be. And you go, right, I want two hards, a soft, and an ear pillow, please.
And can you also
order
specify,
a pillow? Yeah.
Can you also specify what kind of chalk mints and mints you want on
I guess
on them?
You could.
Do they serve them with mints? Bring
I guess
the pillow
you could.
And it's got like a... They used to do those...
M-I-N-T-S, yes,
yeah.
Not mints.
Mints.
I'll get a suffocating pillow, please, yes. A noise cancellation pillow, please.
So two softs, one hard.
Yeah. One for my husband's face.
Well, one for the knees, because you've got to put one in between the knees, yeah?
Side, back, stomach,
I'm
how
a
do
side.
We sleep?
I'm a side guy.
My left is my preferred
is
side
it?
As
is
well.
Mm. Oh, no, I do the switcheroo.
Yeah.
Mm.
The swap a doodle dandy.
I go to the right side just to freshen things up, just to spice it up during
Keep
the night.
Keep the body guessing.
Yeah.
Well, do you go in there?
I go in
start
left.
Start on your right.
I start
so
left.
So you can end on your left to your preferred side.
Good point.
You know what I mean?
No.
Because
no,
I mix doesn't. It up. I mix it up per night.
Yeah, I'm pretty easy going.
Yeah, right.
Will you swap ends? Like,
no,
if you can't get
like
to sleep?
I don't like the end swap. Vanessa's an end swapper.
Yeah, it's because
no
you're snoring
way.
In her bloody face.
I get it.
End swap,
it's easy to kick
like
me
tops
in the,
to tail.
Tops yeah,
to
no, tail. Only on the occasional I can't get back to sleep
nah.
style. Did you remember when you were a kid?
Switching ends isn't helping.
I don't rate it.
Nah.
Remember when you were a kid and you'd rearrange your bedroom furniture and you put your bed on the other side and that night you'd have a lovely sleep because you don't know, you've accomplished something.
You wake up, you don't know where you are though.
Yeah, but it's part of the adventure.
And then you're in school uniform and
well, this dude used to get dressed at night for school so he could sleep in that extra 10 mins.
Didn't
he?
Happened.
Yeah.
Weird. It happened.
You don't remember that?
He just loved school so much.
I loved it. That probably happened.
Tim
once.
Time from your jammies.
Oh, we did that gag to mum that one time. She
no,
came
yeah.
And get out of bed. We're not like pretending to be asleep, and she came. She it, when it was the final straw, she'd come in and go, whoosh, open the blinds. The final straw was pull the sheets off, and so she pulled the sheets off, We're lying there in our uniforms.
Got you, mum. Got you, mum.
Got a feel for her, though. Like, trying to get five boys ready for school terrible. In the morning. It's terrible.
If that was Darren and I were in our gag phase. We were always pulling gags and pranks.
And so far, though, all of your gags and pranks have been you dressing up in school uniform in the middle of the night.
So far. There was the fart tape. There was
in
the
school
laugh.
Uniform.
There was the laugh tape. Was it? That was a good gag, huh?
Yeah. Andrew would be in the next, or Drusifar would Drusifar. Be in the room next door, and he was a little bit older than us, just a little bit.
Yeah,
but he was. Did you say older or odder?
Older. Otter.
Oddler.
And he'd sleep in late, and we would get up early, and we'd get our like metal bin, and then put the laugh tape in there of just us.
Because he used to bang on the wall and go, well, you ain't getting the fuck out. Yeah. I'm joining my man in here. Which is how he talked. Yeah. And so
it's
we
exact,
would.
Uncanny.
So on the weekend, we recorded end to end laughing on a tape.
Nice.
And then we put that tape on.
And how did
inside of a bin to make it louder.
Amplify.
Mm. And put that outside of his bedroom. So he's like,
And we went authentic. Like, how do we get the laughing? Not fake laughing.
Tickle time. In school uniform.
So much fun.
You tickle me fun. First, and then I'll tickle you.
Half the fun was making the tape. There is a point with tickling. With being tickled by your brother.
Dressing up in your school uniform. There's
a point where you're being tickled by your brother that it actually stops being funny and you stop laughing.
It's that moment when he tickles you.
Actually, nah, get off me.
Yeah, this is getting weird. This is getting weird.
You suffer for your art, though. You know?
That's love true
artist. This is no good.
Yeah.
The burp tape was good, though.
So everyone at home, you can create your own visuals of Tim in his school uniform.
Being tickled by his little brother or vice versa.
So I had to get my buddy pool inspection.
For the love of his art.
Had to get me pool inspection done.
Oh, God. How'd that go? How many things are you going to change?
Well, enough. Enough to call Jezbot around and do it. And that's letting you know.
Thanks.
Yeah.
But
you need a new fence?
Basically, well, you know,
brought
like fix his gate, stop that thing, go fix the glass that's been in there 35 years to go up 5 centimeters somehow. I've got to fucking put a trim on it. There's some whack things, but I'm going to do it. But after that, he sort of caught wind because I had someone here in the studio and I was like, I had to stop the studio session to go and tend to this bloody inspector. He's like, what are you doing there? You guys are like musicians. Like, yeah, he came in, he's like, oh, I've always wanted to record a song and this and that. And so, I gave him my details. He's going to come in and sing some fucking song.
And you'll make it awesome. And then you'll
tick,
tick, tick.
And then I said to him, so you realize I'm going to charge you $380 for this because that's what I paid him to do the inspection.
Bingo.
But same deal. The dude that came around and fixed my fridge. Caught wind that I had a studio and was like, really like to record a song one day.
A lot of failed musicians, isn't it?
There's so many.
Yeah, looking at a room full.
No,
of
we're going to your gig on Saturday night. Oh, we should probably do that. Let's just do a quick plug for next Saturday night.
When's this going live?
I'll put it up.
Yeah, you'll put it up.
Put it up this week.
Get it up.
Yeah. It doesn't look very convincing, Tim.
Well, you know, I think I've got time tomorrow.
You could even, for the gig...
Could I?
What's his little name from ACDC that wore the school uniform?
Angus Young.
Angus Young. Boom.
Bong Scott. Bong Snot.
This could be you. This could be you Saturday night, dressed in your school
dressed
gear.
Dressed up in school gear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was born long ago!
You got a gig, Belgrave.
Belgrave.
Plug it.
And we've got a gig, Belgrave.
Ads. Plug it.
Got a gig, Belgrave.
Plug it up. Plug
Jez
it up.
Is going to be playing harmonica.
Yeah.
Well,
June 15th, Belgrave Hotel. Be there.
Or be squares.
Or be
there. And it'll sound like
or
this.
Or don't be there.
Who doesn't want to come to that?
Well, I'll plug it.
It's old timey.
We got Nukes and Tim as what are you guys called? Idiom.
No.
Lost Theory.
Lost Theory. And we've got the other guy.
1/6.
That's coming up. He's the headliner.
Good one. Yeah, he's the good one.
Yeah.
He's headlining.
Mm.
Tim and
this is making me feel uncomfortable.
I
could put up with the tickle your brother while wearing a school uniform stick. Combo.
I know, but plug in yourself.
Yeah.
Never plug yourself on there, boys.
Listeners, just step over here for a second, Josh. Yeah. Let me just tell you something. Because I'm getting the load out.
We've got to stay over there. Standing so close to
I'm giving him.
Can we separate just a little?
I'm giving him all the hot tip of when to arrive.
Garlic.
When to arrive at the Belgrave Hotel. Stand over there. Okay.
1 o'clock. No. A.M. That's when it ends.
I think the boys are going up at 9:30.
9:30.
And
there's a scoop.
I'll be getting there at 9:15.
With your harmonica.
And I'll be leaving at 10:15.
Oh, that's a long time.
How long's the gig?
Oh, yeah.
You're set.
20 minutes. Second wait.
We're on for 45.
You reckon?
A double jump up and a twist. Okay, pump, bump, bump, up and jump your fist.
Yep.
Is that your lyrics?
No, yeah. But it will be. Now.
Can we stop this? It's so,
why are you so...
I hate the plugs. I hate the...
And I say, if it feels good, plug it.
Plug it up, boys.
Yeah. Plug it up.
Yeah.
It's not a chicken or a cow.
Plug it up and plug it now.
Plug it.
This episode brought to you by Darryl Summers. Nose candy. Hey, it's Saturday.
Brought to you by Plugger. Is he still a person?
Lockett.
Tony Lockett?
There's only one Tony Lockett.
Is there?
There's only one Tony Lockett.
There's no Tony Lockett Jr.?
Nah.
Yeah.
Remember when someone put a pig... On the field?
What?
With Plugger written on it and his number, and they had to chase it and tackle it.
Oh, it was
someone smuggled a piglet into the ground.
That's why you get 90,000 people, because people are snoring again. Tim's falling asleep. Wake him up. Put some tape over his mouth.
Remember when people just used to take off their clothes?
Hang on, I want to switch ends.
Wait a second.
Remember when people used to just take off their clothes and run across the field?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do we have to...
Really? But they were saying he was fat and he looked like a pig.
Oh, right. Yeah,
but he did kick like...
Oh, it was the leading goal kicker ever.
He kicked like a horse.
Mm. Yeah, he's a massive man.
He runs like a pig.
Like a Clydesdale.
He looks like
from the Egyptian days that towed the pyramid stones.
Mm.
Geez, we're all around the place, aren't we, here, boys? Let's rein it in.
If we go back to farm animals.
Mm. Oh God,
what's the pig's purpose apart from food?
Chews through a lot of shit.
Because your cows pull down the grass. That's their counter function. You know what I mean?
What you can
and
do
the milk? There's always the milk.
What
the
you can horses do is you can ask a question and let him answer.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, the pigos
giving him fuel.
Pigos will if you've got like orchards. Apples and stuff,
yeah.
Some of the apples drop.
Clean up.
Yeah, they clean that.
They're vacuums. Human vacuums.
Yeah,
gotcha.
That aren't humans.
So close to humans. Yeah. So close that you know you don't really want to eat them.
No.
Mm.
The DNA is about similar. Too
close.
Similar.
Not
to
close
us.
Enough to sleep with. But close enough that you shouldn't eat them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go
got
back
it in the wrong order.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you've got the meat. You've got the bacon.
You got the bacon.
So they're
pork chop. An apple sauce.
Also, if you train them, if you train them properly, they'll hunt for truffles.
Yeah, right.
Pigs can sniff out truffles.
And
truffles always sounds like a chocolate,
doesn't
kind of
it?
Flavor.
And who doesn't want a truffle hunter?
It's mushroom.
Mushrooms.
They got personality.
Truffles or
what
pigs?
What's the goat? Is the goat in between a pigo and a fucking cow in terms of farm functionality?
Well, you can milk a goat and you can get feta. That's feta cheese.
Cheezo.
Cheese.
So there's the cheese machine.
Tell you a story that yes. you timestamp because you may want to edit this.
Right,
this
I love
is
it. We
deeply,
won't.
Deeply, deeply inappropriate.
Right.
So I worked in a company where we imported things for electricians.
Mm.
And at one point, we were building wiring harnesses, looms, which is basically you flick an indicator, talks to the indicator to say, turn on, push your brake talks.
Everyone knows what a loom is, man.
So we had a few people for the manual labor side of things of the building, and the guys that came in, one of them was Turkish. And he brought in a couple of his mates. Went, no, they'll work cheap, like cash, don't stress, they'll do it. Working, and he says to us, cable ties, sometimes known as zip ties, we know what these are and what their function is because we use them for the donkeys of the village. And we went, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, every village has a donkey. Useful for carrying people, carrying water, pulling plows. Also useful for shagging. And so what we would do is get the cable tie our legs to the donkey's back legs so that when it kicks, it doesn't kick you in the shin. Your legs go with it whilst you're playing with the donkey. The word he used, I'm not sure if we can look it up, was a shexican, which apparently means donkey lover.
Shexican.
A
good name for a band.
Well, it stays in
the
episode for sure.
I reckon just cable tie the donkey's legs to something else apart from your legs. Because if he takes off, you're...
But then that's the ride.
That donkey... Oh, that's the
that
ride.
Was their ride. That's part of the fun.
Is that the ride or is that the secondary
that's
ride?
That's the part of the fun. Here we go. Cable tie in, guys. The unfortunate thing was a Shexican rhymes more with Mexican than it does Turkey. So when we made up the song, a Shexican, you're a donkey fucking Mexican. That was really inappropriate.
Maybe I'll edit that part out.
Yeah.
And
how does a New Zealander find a sheep in long grass?
Lovely.
Yes. Lovely.
Pleasurable.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And the
who
sheeps,
else do we hate?
Yeah.
No, the sheep's... vajayjay is the closest in anatomy to a actual woman's. Did you know that?
Yeah. No. Get your hand away from your fucking...
My hand's cold.
Plug yourself.
Okay, what else? I'll tell
not
you what
a chicken
else.
Nor a cow. Now, that takes a real new turn, that song, doesn't it?
A goat will also be useful for its manure. Here we go.
Bring it back to something
biogas.
Scientific.
Like we could get like pig shit, like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Right,
they run Barter Town off the pig shittery.
Is it?
And then all that eat the pigs.
Right.
In Mad Max world, two men enter,
one
pig leaves.
Oh God.
Okay. What else you got on the farm?
This took a turn.
Chickens. We've got chickens.
Yeah.
You chicken.
It seems to
fucker.
Me like all these animals are good for clean up, and that's about
okay.
It.
Yeah, I wondered where you were going with that.
And chowing down.
Well, Cole's brand new world order are just about to put a cap on how many Eggos you can buy at
aren't
any
they?
Time.
Bird flu.
Oh, the bird flu, Timmy.
I'm not a chicken plucker, I'm a chicken plucker's son. We know that one.
So it knows no bounds. If it's bird flu, it's just birds, right?
Yeah, poultry.
So
all
we,
birds,
so
yeah.
we can...
unless humans get it.
So while we were scared of pigeons, is where you see where I'm going?
Yeah.
They're scared of sparrows.
Sparrows are all dead, so don't worry about them.
Sparrows seem to be gone.
Rats of the sky.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
The poor old pigeons.
Pigeon.
You know,
how's
their
vajayjay?
Well, small.
It's more of a cloac than
small. And they're considered, in the city, they're considered like somewhat of a pest in most major cities.
Mm.
And because they just sort of sit around, they scavenge and all that kind of stuff. Because after we used pigeons for everything back in the day. They were email.
Yep.
They were
they're
drones.
They're extinct, by the way. Carrier pigeons don't exist anymore.
So basically what we did is we bred out their ability to fend for themselves so that rely heavily on us so they were easy to train.
Right.
And then after email was invented, we don't need pigeons no more.
That's why we changed
we
it from
rejected
Twitter
them. That's why they're
X.
all fucking grey and depressed, sitting around all sad because we rejected them.
Yeah,
and
right.
Now we sit there and we go, fucking pests.
Well,
fucking flu.
You can use pigeons as well as in the permaculture world.
Perma.
You build like a, if you've got like you're in the desert and there's fuck all like
fuck all
fuck all. You build like you
fuck all fuck all.
You build like this brick like pigeon house.
But there's fuck all where you're building this brick pigeon house.
And the pigeons shit, and then you scoop up the pigeon shit, mm-hmm. and you use that as your fertilizer.
Two man entire, one
hang
man
out, hang about again. So you're in the desert.
Yeah, well, desert-esque. Desert-esque. Like,
how do you get the pigeons in
Jordan?
The
with bricks to fertilize bricks. Your desert.
Well, I'm talking about desert adjacent. So, like, okay. Not the...
Two S's dessert.
Not so the Sahara.
Dubai City, not the surrounding sand.
Yeah, yeah, not sand the sand part. Yeah.
Yeah. How does it snow in Dubai? That's what I want to really know.
It did, though.
Did it?
Yeah.
They'd probably buy it, to be fair. They imported it.
Dubai.
Yeah. Dubai. It.
Do try. Yeah. Isn't that Dumati?
I really was.
Do try it. So pigeons. Pigeons out in the desert.
Pigeons in the desert. Yes.
I watch a lot of YouTube.
Because weren't we saying, which was the bird we worked out was one of the... bush dwelling, I think it was the Rosella or the
yes. The lorikeet and Rosella. The budgerigard.
Budgerigard.
The budgerigard.
They're traditionally ground bush dwelling.
Scrubby,
aren't they?
Scrubby scavenger desert type birdo.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Didn't know that either.
They kicked on, didn't they?
Western cages Australia. In.
Yeah.
They're not the talky households type, in the '80s. They're
talkative, but.
And then they freeze to death.
He's falling asleep again.
What other noises can you do, Tim?
All of them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do a horse.
Okay.
Time stamp that so you can put a good one in.
I'm gonna.
Adsty Nukes.
Yo.
What have you been mostly watching? Have you got any recommendations for us to watch?
Shit. I came off
the cusp. It's not the footy.
Yeah.
Do you watch the footy?
Yeah, love it.
You're a Richmond guy, yeah?
Real passionate.
Tigers, kind of Tigers.
How do you feel when you come here, you're a lover of footballs, and Timmy and I just absolutely piss and shit all over it?
I feel far more manly than I normally do.
He feels mostly flexed.
As opposed to hard the body. Two guys. And then I was in my school uniform and Jez tickled me.
He tickled me.
For hours.
Yeah. For that's hours. Half of those.
But half of the fun was Jez tickling me.
A lot of those boys out there are a bunch of punces.
What's your second favourite sport to watch?
Basketball.
Gotcha. Australian?
Any.
Really?
Yeah. But I am probably the yin to Timmy's yang, where you could put a sport on, and if I can barrack for someone, I'm in.
Gamble?
Not a big punter, no.
What about, so you like ball sports, but do you like the Powerball, for example?
Like Tats Lotto?
That's all balls.
Nah.
That's like heaps of balls, Tim.
Powerballs are wrought.
Hey, dude, I've won the last three times I've played Powerball.
More than Powerball your ticket cost?
$10. No, well, I played Tats Lotto on Saturday, spent 15, got $8 back.
Bargain.
Chop me out.
I won again. I won again. $8.
$8.
Winner.
$8.
Yeah, but when you win lots like that, you tend to buy another ticket.
100%.
That's what it's all about.
That's what they gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha. Still, not as bad as pokey machines.
Yeah, don't
terrible. Designed to lose.
Yeah, and there's all this going
computer
on.
Computer stuff in the background.
And it's bullshit too. Like you win a line or something like that, you don't even know what the fuck you won.
Nah. But it's going up.
Now I did.
Yeah, it's going down.
I did ask you a question, Ads, about football and what you've been watching, but forget about that because I want to hear about what Tim has to say about the Notting Hill Hotel. Let's put him
winning.
On blast. Let's
winning.
Go.
Did you see they won?
Yeah, they won.
Yeah, they won.
Yeah, but it's an association.
And I was there the next week, right?
It's an association. You pay to play to get
that
the award.
Was farcical.
I will say this. I will. There's a couple of things I'll say.
Let's
about
go
it.
At them. Let's go at them.
Because we went. Yeah, do we go up to the brewery in Huntingdale or do we go up and get a bloody can of meal? Because I wanted a bloody
countery.
I wanted a hot schnitz.
Yeah, half schnit.
Yeah. What was the meal we were talking about earlier?
Half schnitty.
Nah, it was
pigeon.
Something else.
Nah, it was a musket.
Yeah, I wanted a brisket or something.
Cooked musket.
Musket. And with sauce. And two things, it has changed.
Mm.
Like they've given it a bloody another facelift.
Good scrub?
It seems, yeah, no, it looks pretty good.
Good scrape out.
I went straight into the toilets.
Yes.
Because Jezbot's got a gripe, right?
I've got a gripe.
They have spent, let's just say, millions.
Yeah.
Millions.
Millions of dollars on the
sprucing
facelift,
it up and
right?
new kitchens and a comedy
and
room and
the
steakhouse.
Into the pisser.
Into the pisser.
And it smells like 50-year fucking wizzo in the grout.
It's the same. Smell it. I'm pissing on the same urinal I was pissing on when I was 15 going up there.
Absolutely. You know? So they didn't do nothing about that.
Why? Like, and because if you sit.
And how do you win the best fucking pubbo
if
without
you sit,
the best pisser?
If you sit downwind of the dunnies, the man.
You can taste it.
You can taste the piss cakes. Mm. The urine cakes. Urinal cakes.
Yeah, urine party. So that was one gripe I had. Then the other thing was they didn't.
So the grout's the gripe?
I don't know where they've
just an alliteration.
It's got a grout gripe.
I don't know where they stored their awards because I was going to go up there. Good one, boys. Have a drink on ya.
Right. Overall hotel of the year
for all of Oz,
Melbourne. Schmelbourne.
Melbourne.
Oh yeah, right.
And like I said, it's an association. You pay to play, and you've.
But do you know what you get? You know what you get with that? You get this fucking over helpful service now.
Mm.
What beers would you like? First time ever I've stood there and I'm. What's going on out there, Vanessa? You're vacuuming, are you?
No, that was Asinus nose.
That was the pigs.
Fell asleep over the pub talk.
No, but like super. So I was getting super service. Like I said, he goes, "What beer would you like?" And I was just going to say, "Come." Do you want to try them? And it gives me a taste tester. And it's all smiles, award-winning smiles. You're like, you ain't fooling me.
And what have we got for Palmers? How much for a Palmer?
36 smoking hot.
Criminal.
And no salad bar anymore.
No salad bar.
See, that was impressive. That
was
setup
good.
They had.
I used to load that.
And no one, shit out of it. No one ever died from it.
Nah.
Nah, but then COVID happened.
Yeah, true.
People
so they won the Metro Melbourne best pub Notting Hill Hotel, lovingly known as the Knot, which also won best retail liquor outlet for the drive-through.
Oh, yeah, the drive-through that I went up at 10:15 closed. Couldn't get a fucking beer, mate.
Who was that an award?
They open up in the morning to do coffees and pies now.
Coffees and pies.
So you're driving through the
boo.
Driving through the drive-through, 9 o'clock in the morning. 9 o'clock in the morning. All you're thinking about is your first beer.
Is this the Knot song?
It's a song about a pie. Popped up.
Pie. Stick it in your thigh
and put it in your eye.
It's a fucking pie.
It's a pie.
Eat it fucking now. Yep.
So you're on blast still, Notting Hill Hotel.
Yeah.
Put your prices up fine. Do the happy smiles. So get all the beers.
Just clean up the toilets. Yeah.
That's all. That's all I ask.
You can't
I reckon
win best
that
pub.
Would get me. That would get me over the line for best pub.
Because you reckon
new toilets.
Look, there's no fights up there anymore. No. Work breakups. That you know, it used to be bloodbath around Christmas time. You don't go up there and work breakup.
No chickens scooching about. There's no chickens
running around anymore. It's a bit more profesh.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Warmer. But you're not
almost too. You know when you go to a pub and you walk out all rosy cheeks, not because of the beers, because of the fucking heat.
You just can't win with this guy.
When you're in the desert, you just need to get those big bricks and pigeons and fertilizer from
the
manure.
This is the thing that I don't understand, right?
This is the thing.
No, I understand it. I understand
it. So it's football, cricket.
I kind of rate. I kind of rate a heating system because you can go 23, and you know you're going to get 23. Nice and warm. But if you're an open fire guy,
yeah, I am.
When do you pull back on the heat to achieve the heat?
Yes. Well,
because I don't run fire.
There's no cut off.
What do you mean?
Thermostat.
Where did that come
from? What do you mean?
Where did that come from? Was that Dickie Knee?
I think so. What's that dicky knee? Where is he? There he is.
What do you mean?
Should we get him again?
Yeah, get it again.
Oh, I'll bring it over.
That was awesome.
That was great.
I said, how do I get the heat going in here, Dickie?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean that I want a fire, mate.
Well, I self-regulate with the fireplace, Tim. I'm glad you asked.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Well, because
start this episode again. Just got good.
I predominantly am a fence builder, and I get all the good hardwood and to burn.
I'll say.
So I'll you know, yesterday we were home. I started the fire at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I lit that bastard and I stoked it, that prick. Till
what do you mean?
Till like midnight.
But do you get to the point where
we've
it's
lost
get
ads.
Hot
we've
you,
lost ads.
And you decide, okay, now it's time to pull out.
But how do you turn it down?
I put so much hard wood into this that now it's time to pull out. We're reaching optimal heat.
Yeah.
Well, you have to turn the heating system down because the both.
Bro, you're
are
running
going,
them both.
Fuck yeah.
You run the air condition.
What do you mean?
Oh, fuck.
All right, so we had 45 minutes to get to the... What do you mean?
Do you run the air condish?
Because that's so, a good so way Cass, way. Cass will, like, Cass has to have the Vortex fan going in the bedroom.
Is that...
So Jesus, that fan
is that a metaphor?
Yeah. Oh, man, you got to get yourself a Vortex fan.
Is that when you switch ends?
Yeah, that's right. Fuck. But this thing is just blows around cold air. And if your leg happens to be out of the bed, you wake up and your whole left side of your body is like freezing cold.
What do you mean?
I was waiting for it.
Never mind.
Well,
I don't feel like I got an answer, but yeah.
We've been all around the world. We've been up, we've been down, we've been footing, we've been, you know.
I'm just going to leave here, Jess. The thing that drives me bonkers in my house, and I know it will, Tim, because Tim has a lot of gripes about gripes.
Life, yeah.
Yep.
The people I live with, let's call them my family.
Yeah,
them fucking pricks.
Yeah.
Well, summertime, it's 23 degrees, let's put the aircon on 12. Winter time, oh, it's 12, let's put the heating on 37.
Oh, yeah,
like, you just
yeah.
walk around going, if it was this hot, you would put the aircon on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
what
yeah,
are
yeah,
you
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone's
true. It
kills
me.
Everyone's walking around in a tank top.
Tank top. And then you walk outside and go, fuck, it's
which is
freezing.
What, which is what I was getting from the knot. That was
fuck
over.
The knot.
Yeah, I say knot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking clean your grout, you fucking stinky
and
freaks.
Stop fucking smiling and wiping me bench, my table down in front
and
of me.
And I don't want to sample your beer, you fuckhead. Just open up at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it's Tiger beer. Why would I want to sample it?
It's so much better when you can get a half Palmer for $12.50.
Wasn't it?
And
a salad bar.
A salad bar.
Stack it up like a
pyramid. Coleslaw like a pyramid.
Wasn't it? I'll eat your cardboard corn chips as much as I can. Yeah. Oi, and they're not sponsoring the show anytime soon.
No, they are not.
No,
they are not.
I see what you did there.
I didn't mean to, but...
What do you mean?
That was my impressions of the...
He can do every sound.
Yeah.
Every sound.
What do you mean?
It's uncanny. Throw something at him. Before we go, just throw us out.
Chicken?
We found his weak spot. Found the chink in his armor.
Yeah.
Leave it there. Bring it home. Yeah.
Good times. So you'll be back before this time next
Christmas.
Year?
Christmas, yeah.
You'll be back. Well, we're getting up to episode 400.
Just because we'll have our... since we're playing this gig on Saturday, let's plug it now. Belgrave Hotel, be there 8:30. Graffiti exhibitions, 1-6, Lost Theory, and a heap of other fuckheads.
I don't know half the shit he just said, but anyway.
You're playing the whole night, aren't you?
It's our farewell gig, and it's the fourth farewell gig we've played in the last 6 months.
Yeah, we're John Farnham / Kissing It.
I think you guys have got the band back together.
We'll be back for Christmas, so we'll be back to plug that sometime around December.
Because your beautiful fiancée / wife... I'd never seen you
never seen
perform.
It. Never seen it.
So she's only seen you the once?
No, because we've since played two more gigs.
Oh, have you? Because I not invited to them? Or I just
no, you're invited. Yeah, no, Tim you're said invited. You're not coming.
I just didn't.
But you'd be at this one because Jezbot's also playing harmonica.
Yeah. I've got to be honest. I've got to be completely honest. The last time I played the harmonicas, they made me deathly ill. from all this spit.
I think I did tell you about that. Yeah.
And I am a bit afraid of it. Plus, there's this other thing where I'm not that good at it.
Bird flu. Oh.
I'm not that good at it.
Hey, no one on the night's good at anything.
Yeah.
No. No.
I just...
good at drinking.
There we go. You got to give the people what they want, and the people want a harmonica.
Do they?
Yep.
I think it's one of those instruments that...
at a hip-hop gig, people will go...
Nah, they like it.
Bonkers.
Gets rated.
You
don't see it. No, let's...
You can chop this out. We'll make him a deal. Yeah. You can play the harmonica and jump up and do Straight out of Compton.
Oh, can I?
Yeah.
I can get back on the mic. You officially... Because you banned me.
Only because you were saying actually, a lot
and
of
that's
nigger.
A full circle because that's where you got banned in Belgrade.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, across the road. But I will say, like, you can rate an instrument on the way the people air imitate it.
Yes.
So guitarist, you got guitar. Saxophone dudes, it's all hips and thrust. And, you know, when the DJs, they hold their fucking this and they do fucking that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you never seen anyone go, harmonica. You never see it.
Nah. So you can do that.
So you can pull it off.
Inspire a whole nation.
What key do I bring?
Oh, yeah, that is.
Key of C, key of D, key of E flat,
yeah,
F sharp.
Yeah, that is a good point.
It's key not, of E flat.
It is fucking, it's a goddamn nightmare.
That is a nightmare. That's a skill.
The proper,
I'll tell you what. We'll tell you, because it goes to the song of Know What I Mean.
Oh, yeah.
You just find that.
Too many D.
Too many things. What do you mean? That's what it is. What do you mean? What do you mean? So we'll get you to tune into that.
It's probably, it's not quite like being a drummer.
What do you mean?
You have to bring all the drum kit. But the harmonica, you need like a belt, a strap of every key that exists. It goes right around your back.
Like a Chewbacca.
Not for one song that you know in advance. Prepare, be there.
Everybody, come on down to the Belgrave Hotel. Just logistics of it, right? If I was to come, I haven't even committed to coming yet.
You're coming.
But if I do bring my harmonica, when I'm there, do I have to stand on stage the whole song?
No, you're going
to
be in the audience playing harmonica. That'd be way less weird.
We will go. And jumping up as well, we've got a bass, we've got a sing, we've got a rap, we've got a DJ.
Nah.
Standing off to the side in the crowd, not looking at anyone.
It's the kind of thing that I have nightmares about when you get to it.
Like, then we won't introduce you. Just walk up.
Just before, and then I'll just...
Surprise the hell out of everyone.
Yeah, and then we'll go, right, you, fuck off.
Get out of here. Who the fuck let him on? Yeah. What do you mean?
This is the only thing, like, what happens if I get a taste for it?
You get to taste
and
for
then
it.
I, and then, like,
well,
can
you'd
we
be
put
surprised
the best?
How they can just drag you out of retirement for one last fucking show.
Fourth fucking time.
Fourth show. Fourth final show. Yeah.
Johnny Farnham.
Hey, this is the tour. Hey, as part of the band, you will get 2 free drinks.
Oh, I'm in.
I'm down.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm playing another song. Give me another one. Give me another one.
Philosophy. You sure you don't want me to sing?
I do.
I got a better singing voice than a harmonica
blow. What were you
sing? Philosophy.
Yeah, you're in.
Here's a talk on cereal box.
What will you do? What will you do? You'll do do classic Commitments.
Oh,
Mustang Sally.
Mustang.
You're gonna pull out a Mustang Sally.
Oh.
With the harmonica, we'll dedicate a whole song.
Ugh.
Mustang Sally.
That song. The only time I ever. Anyway, I'll leave that for another.
Let's
time.
Leave it on. Worst song ever written.
Okay.
I tend to go with.
Get up, grabbing out that mic.
Not worst song ever written. Most annoying song for me is.
Yeah.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, yeah. That's up there. I'll just go straight up.
What do you mean?
I'll go Horses.
Ooh, that's all right.
Daryl Braithwaite.
He didn't even write it, the thief.
Yeah, I reckon that's probably topping my list too, the old Horses. What's another one that shits me?
Anything by ABBA. Played at any stage.
It's bloody, what's her tits? That fucking blonde. Cunt.
Britney.
Taylor Swift.
Swifty.
Yeah.
You know, I went shopping on Sunday morning at Oakley, go to me Coles, and fucking 2 Britney songs. I heard Toxic
I'm toxic.
And the other one.
It's killing me.
Yeah. It's no good, mate.
Nah. Mm. She's not doing marvelous, but that's a whole nother episode.
It sure is.
Let's not do that episode.
No.
No, well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for coming around.
What do you mean?
On a public holiday at Sinuks. I know you were doing your rehearsals. I know I didn't bring my harmonicas, like I said I was going to. But, you know, such is life.
That's all right. Such is life.
Such is life.
I can bring it home on that and then bring your harmonica on Saturday. All right, folks.
Well, I'll see you in Belgrave.
Can you smell that?
I think it's... It smells like the urinal at the Notting Hill Hotel.
I can smell it from here.
It's called a piss cake, Tim. A piss cake.
Pigeons.
All right. Well, I'm Jezbot.
At Stinocles.
Yeah, I got in early that time. I'm Timmy Tucker.
He's doing editing on the fly.
Thanks for listening. And...
What do you mean?
I'm out.
They hop, they duck, they climb, they go through two at a time.
You know, jumping the turnstile, jump the turnstile,
jump the turnstile,
leap over the turnstile,
hop over the turnstile, and take me, he's like a ninja,
jumping the turnstile,
and it's no small thing.
People have to jump the turnstile.
I definitely jump the turnstile,
jumping the turnstile.
I definitely would do it once, twice, I would do it over again.
Whenever I believe I have to do it, I do it, I get away because
and there was no one there, so I figured it'd be easier to jump the turnstile.
Well, I've jumped some fairs in my day.
I've definitely jumped the turnstile a few times.
Jumping. Turnstile instead of just paying a $2.25.
That good technique. I pull the turnstile back like that. Boom, boom. My upper body is not moving. My leg.
Jump the turnstile.
Jump the turnstile.
The turnstile. We are the antibacterial wipes. This don't even look sanitary.